With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, hey, all you wiretappers out there. It's a little special bonus edition of Gangland Wire. Just stumbled across a story. I was just doing I did an interview with a man, James Imlek, who attended the family secrets trial. So we went all through that. And, you know, a lot of people went to jail, especially out of that Grand Avenue crew, which were some of the badder dudes in the outfit. Lombardo went to jail. So, well, I thought, I wonder what happened after that. And I'm just kind of noodling around. And I found a case on a guy who was not full Italian. He was a Peckerwood. But he was a brother-in-law to Albert Vina, Albie the Falcon, I think they called him, who became the new boss of this group. That was Charles Chucky Russell. Now, sometimes they call him Chucky the Electrician. He must have had some burglar alarm skills. You know, that's how those guys do. And oh, by the way, don't forget to hit me up on Venmo or at Gangland Wire. We got that buy me a cup of coffee thing. So support the podcast. Anyhow, continuing right along, I forgot to say that early on. He was bragging to a federal informant about planning a home invasion robbery that he said would lead to a happy holiday for both of them. These guys, you got to love them. You know, and Vina, I imagine he was part of this. Albert Vina had some problem with the new outfit underboss, Anthony Little Tony Zizzo, and he disappeared. So I wouldn't be surprised if our buddy Chucky Russell wasn't involved in that. But he told this informant, he said, I kind of strayed there, but he told this informant, said, it'll be a great Christmas, I'm telling you. You're going to love this. So nothing gets my juices flowing like putting a gun to somebody's head and taking their stuff and making it mine. But he was talking to a federal informant, and instead of pulling off that score that he thought would get as much as $300,000 along with other jewelry. And he claimed that there would be bottles of real high end expensive wine. You know, you can pay as much as 500 or 1,000 bucks for a bottle of wine, or even more. I know the real high end, you know, you can get up into five figures for a bottle of wine. Now go figure that. Anytime I used to drink wine back in the day, you know, a little Ripple Will Cripple or Annie Greensprings or Boone's Farm or just something that's sweet. I'm not a connoisseur of anything. I'll tell you that right now. I go out to eat. Just give me the plain food. But he ended up getting charged. The undercover informant introduced him to an ATF agent, and he got charged in federal court and interrupted this robbery with trying to buy 8 guns from the ATF. So they, when they made the case, he was bragging to them about all the guns that ended up down in Mexico. And laughingly, he said, well, I wonder how many of my guns ended up down in Mexico in those different robberies down there. So this guy was a gangster's gangster. He made no bones about it when he was talking. This was like something on TV, if you ask me. It was just, he's a wild dude. I'm not sure what happened to him exactly. I imagine he died in jail. He had really bad prostate cancer by the time this case actually went to trial. He was trying to get released on bond, claimed he was going to be living with a woman named Patricia Spilotro. And, you know, I couldn't find out any more about her. I don't know if she was a relative, a sister. I don't know. I didn't really feel like going into it that much. I just want to tell a little short, quick story as a bonus episode and not go into this way deep. You know, as I said, the outfit had taken a major hit. This was in, I think, 2016. And in 2007, Joy the Clown Lombardo went down the Family Secrets trial, and a whole bunch of other guys. Well, the boss went down at that point in time. James Marcello and his brother went down, Mike Marcello, and the whole Calabrese crew went down. It's a major hit on the outfit. It all changed around. So Albert Vina had was running this Grand Avenue crew, and this guy was his brother-in-law. This guy was described as a muscular physique and had a shaved head when he appeared in court. But he was a kind of an affable guy, although when he was going to do that robbery, he had bragged about this was some lawyer that had all this stuff in a safe. And if he had to, he was going to put a blowtorch to the guy's face and thought that would be great fun. But he also said, you know, if the guy dies, then there'll be too much heat on this thing. And I don't know if I really want to do that. But he was planning on doing this. So this guy's, you don't want this guy after you. With the informant, Chucky Russell told about his plan. And it was a typical, I tell you, these guys in the outfit in Chicago, I have some matter admiration for you. I don't know if admiration's the right word, but I appreciate your ability to plan. I've talked about this before. They bring walkie-talkies often. They'll have two or three cars available, a secondary car out there to take out any chase. If the police get after anybody, they go into it with a police scanner and all the tools they could need. This guy, Russell even claimed that he would shave the hair off his body before he went in and always cover every portion of his body. And he was going to take this informant on, and he told him, he says, don't spit or sneeze or leave behind any hairs. And that's when he told him he always shaved his body before he went. And that's why he had his head shaved, I guess, when he went to court. The informant, of course, was not going to go along with this deal. They met the ATF agent and they agreed to buy these guns for up to $5,000, around $5,000. At one point in time, the Russell showed the informant the photo of a car that was riddled with bullets, and there was a bloody inside. And he also handed a Illinois driver's license of a black guy, an African-American dude, and said, he's no longer with us. He's deceased. So I guess he was just telling this informant, you know, I'm a bad dude. Do not cross me, which is pretty typical in that kind of subcultures, is posturing, macho posturing, to keep people afraid of you and off the afraid to go rat you out or steal from you or anything like that. When they checked the name on that license, that guy had been murdered. So who knows, you know. When they all got together with the ATF agent to buy the guns, they arrested Russell. It was a buy bus kind of a deal, and they searched his home, which was up in Schaumburg. You guys that live up in Schaumburg, I know there's a lot of Chicago listeners. They found some more guns, a black ski mask, gloves, and the walkie-talkies. Tried to put him in, gonna keep him in without bond. The prosecutor, of course, claimed he was a danger to the community. That's when he tried to get out and say he would live with this Patricia Spilotro, and he had this really bad prostate cancer. His record was such that he'd already been convicted of murder back in 73. And I don't know what that murder was, but he was convicted of sexual assault and was a registered sex offender also. And that was back in 92. And he was out doing these crimes. So that's kind of the story of Chucky the electrician Russell, who I'm sure is dead by now. I just thought it was interesting little insight into some of the Grand Avenue crew. He was, and this would be one other thing I did research. He was a friend of Frank the German Schweiss. And this would be the kind of guy that would be a friend to the German. Just ask Redwood Matt. The German was a bad dude, was surrounded with bad dudes. You did not want these guys after you. I can see why they dominated so much in Chicago, because they had so many of these guys who were not afraid to kill, who had some brains and would do stuff to prevent detection, like shaving their body and making sure they didn't leave any DNA behind. They were not your just rum-dum, run-of-the-mill criminals, is what I'm trying to say. But it takes a huge effort to get these kind of guys off the street. I mean, these booger-eating morons we got out here running around and just breaking, you know, drug addicts breaking into cars or breaking into this, breaking into that. And they get caught, or if they do anything halfway decent at all where there's any kind of heat on it, they talk about it. And pretty soon they're telling somebody who is trying to buy their way out of a case. And so they're easily caught. The real guys like this, they take all those precautions. They don't talk about it when they're done, very little. And when they do, as you see, you're going to get caught. Just like Frank the German, he's sitting there with Red Womette bragging about all this stuff. So don't talk about it if you're out there committing crime. I'll tell you that right now. So thanks a lot, folks. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to this episode of Gangland Wire. Now, don't forget to like and subscribe down below if you're on YouTube. Now, I've started on YouTube, as you all have noticed, I would imagine. If you're on an audio platform like the Apple Podcast app, you can give me a review there. I appreciate that. You can also support the making of each episode by buying me a shot and a beer on your Venmo app. If you had Venmo, that's at Gangland Wire. I have a new way, buy me a cup of coffee. There's a link in the show notes to buy me a cup of coffee or two. You can go to my website. You can see all my books and movies that are for sale, or you can donate via your credit card on the PayPal button, or if you have a PayPal account. And if you donate enough, why, you start getting those books and movies and a coffee cup or a T-shirt or whatever you want. And remember, if you or a friend are suffering from PTSD, check out the Veterans Administration resources. Just go to Google and Google PTSD and Veterans Administration or VA, and you'll find that website. You'll find there's a hotline and there's links there to help you find resources to deal with that problem. And remember to look out for motorcycles on the road and stay safe. Bye, folks.
Music provided by our good friend and super fan from Portland, Oregon, Casey McBride. Thanks, Casey.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.